Japanese media report, U.S. migrant child detention facility near breaking point. By Bob Price on April 1, 2021. A Japanese news outlet released a video on Thursday showing a migrant child detention facility in South Texas they describe as being close to breaking point. The international news outlet blamed President Joe Biden for the conditions where 4,000 children are packed in a facility with a capacity of 250. President Joe Biden is under fire for the poor conditions, NHK World News tweeted. Children rest just inches from each other on mats. New footage of a U.S. detention facility has revealed a system close to breaking point. pic.twitter.com/grieve9laz. NHK World News, @nkworld_news, April 1, 2021. The massive influx of people is said to have been triggered by the president himself, the agency continued. A sense of crisis appears to be spreading among officials. NHK World News focused on the president's decision to overturn the policies of his predecessor and accept unaccompanied minors. The overcrowding in the facility in Donna, Texas. Near the banks of the Rio Grande remains massively overcrowded despite the opening this month of 15,000 detention center beds by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, in March, Breitbart Texas' Randy Clark reported. On Thursday, HHS officials announced plans to open an additional child detention center at the National Association of Christian Churches in Houston. The newly opened facility will receive a shipment of 500 migrant children on Friday, officials said. The planned capacity of the facility has not been released. This is the ninth facility opened by HHS officials in March, the article states. Clark details the facilities as follows. In addition to the newest opening announced in Houston, HHS has opened the following centers in March 2021 alone. March 19, HHS opened an emergency intake site for unaccompanied children in Midland, Texas, with the potential capacity of 700 beds. March 19, HHS opened an emergency intake site in Dallas, Texas, with a potential capacity of 2,300 beds. March 20, HHS announced it will open an influx care facility, ICF, at Target Lodge Pecos North, in Pecos, Texas, with a potential capacity of 2,000 beds. March 23, HHS announced it will open a second site in the Carrizo Springs, Texas, area. The Dimmitt site will potentially add an additional 500 influx care facility, ICF, beds. March 25, HHS announced it will open emergency intake sites, EIS, for unaccompanied children at Joint Base San Antonio with a potential capacity of up to 350 beds. March 27, HHS opened an emergency intake site for unaccompanied children at the San Diego Convention Center, with the initial potential capacity of 1,450 beds. March 29, HHS opened an emergency intake site for unaccompanied children at the Freeman Expo Center in San Antonio, Texas, with an internal potential capacity for 2,100 beds and an external capacity of 300 medical beds. March 30, HHS opened an emergency intake sites, EIS, for unaccompanied children at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas, with the potential capacity of up to 5,000 beds. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX and Facebook.